America and the world, this is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Alan Stang. Last week we were talking to Alan about his new book entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? That deals with the details of the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party and of Reagan administrations 1 and 2, as well as the Bush administrations that later followed. To what extent are we to look at the Republican Party and to see it as an entity that has been infiltrated just like the Democratic Party? I think Alan Stang's book is suggestive of the fact that that's exactly what has happened here. We've been talking with Alan in the last hour about research going back 35 years ago, dealing with the George Wallace shooting in May of 1972 in Laurel, Maryland, where Governor Wallace was campaigning for president. He was shot in a parking lot in Laurel, Maryland, in a shopping center that is still there. Arthur Bremer of Milwaukee was the gunman. Was Arthur Bremer acting alone, or were others involved who were utilizing Bremer? That's what we've been talking about in the last hour. Alan, getting back to this whole business then of Dennis Cassini, I noticed that there is a fellow who at the time was joining you with the Review of the News and American Opinion, Timothy Heinen, who was also doing some work on this whole business of Cassini and the Wallace shooting, that back in November of 1968, I'm reading information that indicates that Timothy was recruited by the Milwaukee Police Department's Special Assignment Squad to infiltrate the Students for a Democratic Society. I'm assuming that that's accurate information. I obviously have no independent corroboration for what I'm reading here. But what do you know about Timothy Heinen, and how does he play into this?
Well, he was very helpful, extremely helpful in digging out the facts because, as you say, quite rightly, he had been working undercover for the Milwaukee Police Department. And so he had developed a lot of law enforcement connections, which we used to dig out the facts that later appeared in my story. So, what you said, Mark, there about him is true. He was very helpful in digging the story out. In fact, I couldn't have written what I did had it not been for his collaboration on the story. So, in fact, I was able to check his truthfulness with other police departments. I remember I was able to plug into the Dallas Police Department at the time, which verified some of the things that he was telling me. And in fact, later on, they couldn't figure out in Dallas how I knew what I knew. The name that you are dredging up here was very important in uncovering what really happened there in Milwaukee that later led to the attempted assassination, the shooting of Governor Wallace in Laurel, Maryland.
What ended up being Timothy's conclusions on this? Was he pretty much satisfied after looking into this relationship between Dennis Cassini and Arthur Bremer, that in essence a leftist plot was behind the whole thing?
Yes, as I recall, there wasn't any disagreement between the two of us about that. He was very happy with what I had written, based upon in considerable part on the collaboration that we conducted between the two of us. He seemed very happy with it, and so as best I recall, we agreed that this is where the
We'll be back.
The plot came from.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Alan Stang joins us today. He is the author of the new book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush?, dealing with homosexual infiltration of the Reagan and Bush administrations and the Republican Party. We're talking today, primarily in this first hour, about the George Wallace shooting from May of 1972. Arthur Bremer of Milwaukee shot Governor George Wallace in May of 1972 in a parking lot in Laurel, Maryland, at a shopping center, as Governor Wallace was campaigning for president. Mr. Bremer was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Was he a part of a larger plot? Alan Stang says yes, and that there are all kinds of things in Mr. Bremer's background and his own connections in the period of time leading up to the Wallace shooting that suggest this. We will continue our conversation with Alan along these lines. Before we get back into some of the particulars of the situation surrounding Arthur Bremer and the way in which Bremer's connections may dovetail with at least a couple of connections that suggest a seamless garment with other incidents in American history, including the assassination of Robert Kennedy. I'm going to read to Alan a little bit later on this morning some information on the net on this, which I'd like his reaction to. But I'm hearing from a listener in Pennsylvania who is listening to the show today. He says to me, Mark, I think we need to sound the preemptive alarm loud, shrill, and clear that if events such as those surrounding George Wallace's candidacy should befall current or future candidates, that the patriot community will not rest until we identify the guilty. That's a comment that comes to me today from Pennsylvania. Alan, let's take a look at that theme just for a moment here. If there were a candidate today who was threatening the establishment in a way that no one else was, in your judgment, would he or she be a potential recipient of the same type of thing that clearly befell Jack and Robert Kennedy and George Wallace? How concerned should we be today that something like this could repeat itself again?
Well, let me put it this way. Every day, Mark, every day I pray that my dear old friend Ron Paul gets through this thing alive and unharmed.
Yes.
I think that should answer your question.
Well, I'll say this much on the air. When I was running for U.S. Senate in Delaware in 2000 against Roth and Carper, I went through a lot of things in the greater Delaware Valley in the years that followed that don't involve anything this dramatic. Neither am I suggesting that my candidacy at that time in Delaware is anywhere near as important as what Wallace was doing in 68 and 72 or what Dr. Paul is doing now. But I will say with some things that I experienced in the years that followed my one-time run for a significant federal office that I become concerned about this issue, too, where Mr. Paul is concerned. Because to me, as I examine this whole thing, with the exception of Ron Paul, the rest of these candidates in both parties seem like cookie-cutter candidates to me that, in my judgment, are basically doing the bidding of folks who are desirous of creating a new world order. I mean, that's my editorial remark, but that's what I believe. Now, if my thesis is correct, and Ron Paul is the one guy out there who is standing out in contrast to all of this, if Paul continues to get his message out in as effective a way as it apparently has been resonating thus far, and if he should do far better than anyone anticipates up to now, in some early caucuses and primaries, I would be similarly concerned. I mean, I think that this is undoubtedly what was behind the listener in Pennsylvania's comment to me about this via electronic communication. But he's concerned about this whole situation as well. Because, again, if we have anybody out there who threatens the interest of the New World Order crowd in a very significant and public way, and is utilizing the electoral process to get his or her vote, his or her views across, this enters a whole new level of concern, doesn't it?
It does, Mark. And consider that Dr. Paul, already has done a heck of a lot better than anybody ever believed that he could. He has raised more money than Senator McClunk, who we were told was one of the leading candidates for the nomination, and now it appears as Senator McClunk, the Mercurian candidate, is fading. Ron's doing better than he is, and he's supposed to be in the top tier, what the media call the top tier. Ron is getting tremendous support from the internet. Of course, none of this could be happening without the internet. And you see at these at the results of the debates, Dr. Paul is far and away the most exciting candidate. So he's already doing a lot better than anybody expected that he would. And if he should win one of these official canvasses like New Hampshire, Iowa, then they would have to recognize that, yes, this is not a joke, this is a real candidacy, and then my fear would intensify, the fear that I feel right now for my old friend would intensify. Again, I'm I'm, to tell you the truth, I'm not praying that Ron becomes president. I'm hoping that he just gets through alive and unharmed after this thing is over.
Well, exactly. And going back to my own situation in Delaware, a couple of weeks before the election between Roth and Carper for the U.S. Senate in Delaware, where Carper won, I was told something on the side by a very, very significant person connected to one of the two major party campaigns, and they said to me, you know, Pastor, you're having an impact in this far greater than you think. And I said, why? And they said, well, it's not going to show up in your vote totals, but there is a major swing that is taking place between the one major party candidate and the other based, we believe, on our research and feedback in your performance in the debates. You are causing what we believe to be a cataclysmic shift from one major party candidate to the other. The latter is going to win, and that you will probably never be credited in history with having been a part of that shift, but it's happening, and it's directly linked, at least in part, to some of the things that you're doing. Well, at one level, I was encouraged by that, thinking, gee, you know, somebody out there is apparently listening to this stuff. But on the other hand, there were things that began to transpire in my own life in the fall of 2000 and in the years that followed that made me think, boy, is this really worth it? This is a little bit scary, some of the things that go on. And again, my candidacy in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware in 2000 pales, absolutely pales in comparison to the significance of what Ron Paul is doing. And I, of course, am an Orthodox Lutheran pastor. I have felt really compelled to pray for Dr. Paul because I'm just old enough to remember what happened to Jack Kennedy, what happened to Robert Kennedy, what happened to Martin Luther King, and what happened to George Wallace. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, these various figures, as diverse as they were politically, I would guess that they had one thing in common, and that is that certain powers that be in the globalist New World Order establishment wanted all of these people gone for reasons that in some cases, I feel I understand, and other reasons that are less clear to me. But the point is that now, here we are in 2007, and I think the events of 35 years ago, Alan, that you and Timothy Heinen were covering, have contemporary relevance, not simply in terms of understanding the past in American history, but we're dealing with the implications of this right now. And I think the Ron Paul candidacy is the most obvious challenge to the American globalist elitist CFR, Trilateralist Commission establishment that we have seen since the Wallace candidacy, in my view.
Yes, Mark, undoubtedly. This is something we should all be aware of. You remind me, in fact, I recall that toward the end of the King career, I wrote that I was worried about the possibility that something might happen to King. He had been by that time so exposed in what he was doing. The fact that he was working very closely with the international communist apparatus to defeat the United States in the war in Vietnam. He had been so well exposed, I expressed fear that something would happen to him because he might become more useful as a martyr than he was as an agitator. And shortly thereafter, he was executed. This is Martin Luther King. So these things do happen. We've seen them happen again and again. Much of what happens happens beneath the radar, below the radar. We're never told about it. The government conceals, covers up what it's doing. And this happens again and again to the point at which it's perfectly legitimate to say you're talking about something like an iceberg. An iceberg in which most of what is happening in the government is happening beneath the surface. So all of these things we should be. I don't believe enough Americans are aware of what you're talking about, Mark. But we should be.
Well, and I think as this listener in Pennsylvania reminds me, we need to be preemptive on this, folks. We need to talk about it openly. so that the establishment knows that we're onto them and that we're ready. This is Mark Dancross, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Alan Stang. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Mark Dancross, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Alan Stang joins us again today. Alan was on last week to talk about his new book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? Alan Stang's new book talks about the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party, going all the way back to the days of Governor Ronald Reagan in California, subsequently dealing with the Reagan and Bush presidential administrations, something other than what has been advertised to the religious right has been going on in the Republican Party for a very long period of time. Alan Stang's book is absolutely essential and frightening reading. Again, the title of that book is Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? And we've been talking today with Alan Stang about the work he was doing 35 years ago for American Opinion on the George Wallace shooting, again setting the scene. Arthur Bremer of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, shot Governor George Wallace in May of 1972 when Governor Wallace was campaigning for president in Laurel, Maryland. This happened in a shopping center parking lot. Many of you at the time saw it on CBS News as well as elsewhere. The real truth of that shooting has never been dealt with by the establishment for all the obvious reasons. I don't believe, based upon what Alan Stang uncovered 35 years ago, that Arthur Bremmer was acting alone. Arthur Bremmer was clearly not a lone gunman, just as Mr. Oswald was not a lone gunman, just as Mr. Sirhan Sirhan, in my view, was not a lone gunman, just as James Earl Ray was not a lone gunman. We are dealing with a seamless garment, it seems to me, of conspiracy here, which gets into the present implications of these past tragedies as it relates to third-party candidates and major party candidates who are having an impact in our political process today that the establishment does not approve of. Moral of the story, we need to be watching these events very, very closely. We need to be supporting Congressman Ron Paul in his race for the presidency at the same time as we let the establishment know that we're onto them in regard to how they operate and that we want our republic back. Alan, as we talk about some of these things in terms of past implications as well as present, it's not a secret. It's quite obvious that the Israeli lobby and the Anti-Defamation League would prefer that Ron Paul's candidacy go away because he's saying things that clearly undermine what they would like to have said and what the other major party candidates are saying in regard to the war and Middle East policy and supporting Israel across the board. Ron Paul is clearly saying other things that undermine all of that as far as that message. Paul is saying things about their Federal Reserve Board that obviously are ruffling feathers. To what extent, in your research, was there an Israeli angle or an Anti-Defamation League angle of any kind in the Wallace tragedy of 35 years ago, or is that unfair?
I don't know that it's unfair. I just am not aware of any connection in that event to the people you mentioned, to the ADL. I guess that would be the best way to put it. I'm just not aware of any connection. But when you're talking about the influence of these folks in general in our country, you're talking, of course, about an enormous influence. And as you said quite rightly, Mark, Ron's policies, if he were able to implement them, would completely turn this thing upside down. It would restore American independence. And that would mean that we would enjoy our own country. We would stay here. We would mind our own business. We would not be interfering in all these other countries. We would not be interfering in the Middle East. We would simply leave these countries alone. We would not be pouring foreign aid into all of these countries. Of course, Israel would be one of the main recipients of our foreign aid, along with the dozens and dozens, scores of other countries around the world. Of course, Egypt has also received billions and billions of dollars of U.S. foreign aid. All of that would stop, and so, of course, the influences that you talk about are completely hostile to Dr. Paul's candidacy, and I'm sure would be very happy to see it brought to an immediate, to a screeching halt.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's going to be interesting to watch all of this because I go back to the Pat Buchanan races in 1992 and in 1996. As I've said to my listeners many times, if you go back and study the Buchanan effort in 92 and in 96, it began with simply ignoring him. That was the first step.
Well, that's the first. That's what they do always with something. The first step is we'll ignore it and let's just see whether it peters out and goes away all by itself.
Right. And if it doesn't, then the next step is organized demonization. That's
demonization.
The next step.
Right. Right.
So then there's the establishment media all jumping on the bandwagon to defame somebody and to put a false spin on them, both their personal backgrounds as well as their issues and this type of thing. Now, if the demonization process doesn't work and somebody starts doing well, as Governor Wallace was in early primaries, that then suggests that there is a third step that follows that is absolutely evil. We'll be back with Alan Stang. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Look for Mark Glenn tonight on Michael Collins' Piper Show. Mark Glenn is substituting for Mike Piper tonight at 8 p.m. Central on the Republic Broadcasting Network and also through the rest of this week. Hesham Talawi tonight at Current Issues TV is going to have Ambassador Edward Peck to talk about the real reason, in Ambassador Peck's view, as to why the United States invaded Iraq. That is Current Issues TV online at 7:30 p.m. Central. So Hesham Talawi at home plate, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on Current Issues TV. Mark Glenn substituting for Mike Piper tonight at 8 p.m. on the Republic Broadcasting Network and through the week. We are back with Alan Stang, of course. Alan is the author of the new book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? This book deals with the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party going all the way back to the Ronald Reagan gubernatorial administration and then proceeding through all of the Republican presidential administrations that have followed. Alan's book is absolutely must-reading. We've been talking with Alan today about the research he was doing 35 years ago in the George Wallace shooting at the hands of Arthur Bremer of Milwaukee. This happened, of course, in Laurel, Maryland, in a parking lot, in a shopping center, in a parking lot where Governor Wallace was campaigning at the time for president. And as we have discussed as a result of something that a listener reminds me of from Pennsylvania, this could have implications in regard to a major party candidate's challenge of the establishment now. If he does well in early primaries and in early caucuses, that candidate, as Alan Stang mentioned, is Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the only guy out there who's saying all of the right things, folks, about this war and about the Constitution of the United States and about where we should be as it relates to the Federal Reserve Board and central banking and income taxation and everything else.
You know,
go ahead, Alan.
If I could just interject here, before the break, you got into a very interesting area, demonization, you called it.
Sure.
Part of this process that you're talking about that we probably will see inflicted on Dr. Paul should he collect the support that it appears he's collecting around the country. At a certain point, at first they've been, of course, we're still in the first stage you mentioned, where they ignore him, pretend that he isn't there. But stage two, as you quite rightly point out, would be the demonization. And this is so interesting. You mentioned earlier Israel, Zionism. Well, you didn't mention Zionism, but the role of Israel in all of this. We've seen that. And you mentioned the Buchanan candidacy. Of course, Pat was demonized. We were told he was a racist, an anti-Semite. These are stock accusations that are hurled at people who challenge the establishment. And by now, the racket, I call it a racket, the anti-Semitic racket, is so blatant that you have prominent Jewish leaders speaking out against it. For example, you have Professor Norman Finkelstein, who is the child of Holocaust survivors, talking about the Holocaust racket, not talking about the possibility that there wasn't a Holocaust. There was a Holocaust, but about the racket that the opportunists have, a very lucrative racket that they fashioned to take advantage of it. Says Dr. Finkelstein, and he's just one of many. And if you take a look at my book, Not Holier Than Thou, you will see that a crucially important element of what is happening now with regard to the homosexual takeover of the Republican Party also utilizes this demonization. And I discuss at considerable length in the book brainwashing. What we see happening is brainwashing. And they use racism, they use anti-Semitism, they use homosexuality for the purpose. And you see again and again, Mark, people making statements. You've got, you've got Mel Gibson, you've got Kramer. The latest big one was was the star of Grey's Anatomy, Isaiah Washington. Remember, he's supposed to have said something about his co-star. It was so horrible. The word he used was so horrible that we were never told. I was never able to find out what the word was. He said that he did not call his co-star a faggot, but that it was worse than that. I don't know what would be worse than that, but he says that was not what he called him. But you see these people hustled off to rehab. This is all communist brainwashing that had its origin in the 30s in the Soviet Union. I explain all of this in great length at great length in the book, and it's crucially important to understand how they use these things, these issues, these manufactured issues, as weapons to brainwash all of us. All of us are brainwashed to some extent, and the whole purpose of it is to persuade us to keep our mouths shut and to not be critical of what the people at the top are doing. Again, it's explained in considerable detail in Not Holier Than Thou.
Yes, and I think we need to state again the obvious, and that is that contrary to what we have been brainwashed to believe, we are dealing with a situation where in the United States, we are not a free country in the way that we used to think that we were and are. I mean, this is a situation where you look at the control of the news media, the obvious manipulation of the news media, the manipulation of the political process, whether you're talking about rigged electronic voting, or you're talking about the demonization of a candidate by the mainstream media, or you're speaking of the most dreadful circumstance, which would involve violence and a potential threat to somebody's life. All of this has been replayed in the American historical experience so many times in the last 45 years or so that we've simply got to be on our toes and to recognize that we are not what we have always perceived ourselves as being, and that we need to think about recovering that again.
Yes, we are very far down the tubes by now. By now, Mark, what we, my colleagues and I, and now you have been saying for so many years, has become so obvious that one would have to be half blind or more not to see what we're talking about. When you put together all of these things, like now the invasion of our southern border, being conducted by El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, in Washington, conducted by the president, the invasion of our country. When you take a look at the North American Union that he has concocted, which is going to conduct a big meeting, by the way, very soon. I can't recall the date in Quebec, I believe it is in Canada. Where 10,000 two brigades of U.S. troops will be sent to keep order, U.S. troops in Canada to protect the meeting, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the treason highway from within Mexico, from Lázaro Cárdenas in Mexico all the way up to the Canadian border. When you see our country literally, our independence literally being repealed, our country being dismantled, when you see all these things, now what we have been talking about becomes painfully obvious. The whole purpose always has been, for more than 100 years, to submerge the United States in a world government in which our country would be dissolved, in which we would just be a wide spot in the road. Now, I certainly grant that 35 years ago, when I did the piece that we've been talking about this morning, Mark, about the attempted assassination of Governor Wallace by Arthur Bremer, going back beyond that 50 years ago, I certainly understand that back then it may have been somewhat difficult to see. But by now, what we're talking about is so obvious that you have more and more people waking up to it, and I think that is that the incredible success that Dr. Paul is enjoying in his presidential candidacy is a proof of that. You've got more and more people, especially young people, really young people, teenagers, college students, becoming electrified by what he has to say. It's extremely exciting, and again, I'm praying for him every day.
Me as well, Alan, and I think for all of the obvious reasons. And as we look then at this whole business of what happened 35 years ago, I'm reading some information that is in front of me. Is there evidence of CIA involvement in the Wallace shooting? According to newspaper woman Sybil Leak and lawyer turned investigative reporter Bert Sugar, the answer is yes. According to Leak and Sugar, while Bremer was at the Lord Elgin Hotel in Ottawa, He met with a Dennis Cassini. Of course, we've been talking about him.
Yes.
Famed conspiracy researchers May Brussel and Alan Stang, there you are, Alan, identified Cassini as a CIA operative. Cassini was found dead from a massive heroin overdose in July of 1972 in Toronto, Canada, just 2 months after the Wallace shooting. Cassini had no history of drug use. Cassini's address book contained the phone number of a John J. McCleary. McCleary lived in Sacramento, California, and was employed by V&T International, an import-export firm. He drowned in the Pacific Ocean in the fall of 1972. His father amazingly drowned around the same time in Reno, Nevada. Now, as we continue reading down the page of what I am taking off of the net, we are told that Bremer's brother, William Bremer, was arrested shortly after the Wallace shooting for having bilked over 2,000 Miami patrons out of over $80,000 by signing them up for non-existent weight loss sessions. Curiously, Bremer's lawyer was none other than Ellis Rubin, Jewish lawyer Ellis Rubin, the man who had defended many anti-Castro activists and who defended the CIA men who participated in the Watergate break-in. Even more curious is Bremer's half-sister Gail's relationship with the Reverend Jerry Owen, also known as Oliver Brindley Owen, who figures prominently in the RFK case. Owen's Bible-thumping show was canceled from KCOP in Los Angeles when evidence surfaced showing he had a possibly sinister relationship with Sirhan Sirhan just prior to the assassination of Robert Kennedy. After the assassination, Owen had gone to the police with a strange tale of having picked Sirhan up as a hitchhiker. But other witnesses claimed Owen had given Sirhan cash and had more of a relationship with Sirhan than he had admitted. Now, if this information that I just read on the air is factual, and I emphasize that I have no independent corroboration for this, but does any of this surface in terms of your own investigation, Alan? Was there a connection, however indirect, between Arthur Bremer and persons related by coincidence or otherwise to the RFK killing?
I don't know. Other people have, as you indicated, Mark, dug out what you just read subsequent to my investigation, which was my investigation was the first, remember, which started the subsequent investigations like the one you're reading from. But I think what we could say is this. Notice that whenever something like this happens, you would expect the role of the government would be to investigate and dig out what the heck really happened. The government has the power of the Department of Justice, the investigators, the prosecutors, the courts, all of this on hand that you would think the grand juries should be used for these purposes. But notice, Mark, every one of these things, in every one of these things, the government operates to suppress the facts, to conceal what happened. If you want to start with the Kennedy assassination, that would be the first one. Every time the government steps in and squelches everything to such an extent that I say, kind of semi-humorously, the purpose of a federal investigation is to conceal the subject matter it is investigating. And you see that time and time again. The latest thing we've seen it seen that happen in, of course, is 9/11, Flight 800, the shoot down of the jumbo jet off Long Island a few years back, Oklahoma City, the Bremer shooting of Governor Wallace. And going back to you mentioned Sirhan Sirhan, the Martin Luther King execution, President Kennedy, again and again, over and over. If something like this were to happen one time, Mark, you could say, well, everybody makes mistakes, so they made a mistake here, they messed up, they goofed up the investigation. But when something like this happens again and again. And remember, Thomas Jefferson said something like that. If something happens again and again and again and again over and over, after a while, however dumb you are, you get the idea, hey, there's some planning involved here. This is what somebody up there wants. The idea is to keep the lid on. The biggest lawbreaker in this country for decades has been the federal government. There is no criminal enterprise in our country that comes close to criminality when you talk about the federal government. Because, again, by now we've got this perspective of 40 or 50 years. Again and again, we see this happening. After a while, again, however dumb you are, you must come to the conclusion this is what they mean to do. So they buried everything, and they leave it to independent reporters. Independent people like me, investigators, have to dig out what they can. Of course, it's very difficult when the government is doing everything it can to keep everything suppressed, because the government has so much power, and people like me have no power. Very difficult to do, but we are able to dig out something. And this is what you see here in the Bremer-Wallace situation and in every one of these incidents we've been discussing.
We'll be back with Alan Stang. I've had a listener that has inquired about buying Alan's book through a means other than the Internet. I want to give him a chance to address that when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been joined again this morning by Alan Stang, who is the author of a new book entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer Is Bush, dealing with the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party. We've been speaking with Alan this morning primarily about his investigation of the George Wallace shooting from 35 years ago and all of its present-day implications. Alan, we have had a listener inquire as to how to obtain your book through a means other than the Internet. If there is such a way of doing that,
okay, very simple.
Let us know.
Sure, very simple, Mark. One thing you could do if you want to do it through the U.S. mail is you could send $16, and that would include shipping and handling, $16 to P.O. Box 580503, Houston, Texas 77258. Again, that would be P.O. Box 580503, Houston, Texas 77258. And if you pop $16 in an envelope, and remember to tell us what you want. The name of the book is, again, is Not Holier Than Thou. Just put Not Holier, that would tell us what you want. If you would like to, pardon me, Mark, if you would like to order over the phone, you can call toll-free, 888, that's toll-free, 277-7607, extension 2551. That number again is 888, toll-free, 888-277-7607, extension 2551.
I have written all of that information down for myself, Alan, and will also pass it along to my technician. So if somebody out there listening did not receive that information or wasn't writing well enough or fast enough, the folks at RBN will have it, and they'll be able to respond as well.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Alan. We are living in very, very interesting times, and as I said at an earlier point in the show after we were mutually discussing these comments that were made today by a listener from Pennsylvania, I think there has been no challenge since May of 1972 to the American elite and the globalist elite that now matches what Ron Paul is doing. It seems to me that we are dealing with a set of circumstances in some respects similar to May of 1972 in regard to the Ron Paul presidential candidacy now.
We are, and I would urge all of you, I do this myself, all of you listening friends, pray every day that Dr. Paul gets through this.
Yes, because even under the best of circumstances, I can tell you as a third-party candidate running in a U.S. Senate race in Delaware in 2000 on next to no money, and, of course, running on issues that the Eastern press and the globalist press didn't like, that was a tough enough strain. I wouldn't want to go through that again. And as I've already said, that pales in comparison to the significance of the burden that Ron Paul is carrying now.
Yes.
We've been joined today on Mark Gankoff's America by Alan Stang, the author of the new book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer Is Bush. We talked today about the Wallace shooting and its implications for the political scene now. I wanted to thank Alan for being on and to remind the listeners that Mark Glenn is on tonight at 8 p.m., subbing for Michael Collins Piper here at RBN. And for the rest of the week, Mark will be doing that. Hesham Talawi tonight at Current Issues TV has Ambassador Peck on the show. That one will start, I believe, at 7:30 Central Standard Time. And Mark Gankoff's America will join you, per usual, in the morning, 7 a.m. Central. God bless all of you. God bless Alan Stang. God bless Ron Paul. See you tomorrow. With recent